This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is not even a week later. Not even a week later, and they got to face this. They got to confront this. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Red Sox react. I'm looking forward to seeing how Devers reacts. I heard Ted today say something about how he thinks Devers is going to try too hard to hit homers and he's going to be an easy out. I think there's a possibility that Rafael Devers goes bananas this weekend. I just have a feeling that that's on the dock. I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm not saying go out and bet it. And even if I was, I wouldn't listen to me these days. I certainly have been had a rough.
We've heard
season.
Your locks of the game.
My locks of the game. Yeah, holy moly! I've hit one. I think I'm like Christian Campbell. I've hit one all month.
You know? Where do we demote you then?
That's a good question.
What's the AAA version of EEI?
It's the night show. I'm already there. So there you go. But yeah, it's a we'll see. I want to see Devers and how he handles this. I want to see how they pitch him. The pitchers that Devers is going to have to face, no Crochet, which lucky for him. No Buehler, I don't think, which not so good for him.
Lucky for the Sox.
Yeah. Dobbins tomorrow, Bayo on Saturday, who you just heard there, and Giolito on Sunday. And that's it. No Crochet, no Buehler. Dobbins has been good lately. Bayo's been good lately. Giolito's been great lately. Let's see how they pitch the Rafi Devers. I'm looking forward to it. Dave is in Swansea. He's looking forward to it, too. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I'm looking forward to see if maybe we get a pitcher that will throw at him. I'd love to see it. I mean, I'm not happy now that he's willing to play any position for the other team and wouldn't for us. And, you know, he used to be one of my favorite players, but I got no problem throwing at him. I'd love to see it. Maybe spark up the rest of the team, get the bats going. Start a new rivalry, but yeah, I'd love to see somebody drop him. Like if we had Pedro on the mound, Pedro drop him instantly.
He'd go up and in. He'd go up under the chin for sure. And maybe Devers deserves that a little bit. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I'm not saying you got to hit him with the pitch. I'm just saying you want to back him up off the plate. I'm not going to have a huge issue with that either. I always think that's a bit of a gray area talking about that, throwing at guys, hitting guys. I'm not saying, you know, you want to hurt him. But if they want to send a message to Rafael Devers that, hey, you were being a real a-hole here. Hey, we really could have used you moving over to first or third base. Hey, we were all willing to sacrifice for the team and you weren't. And now your attitude, and I don't know if this is how they feel about it, but I think they probably do based on the reactions that you got from the other players. Your attitude got you shipped out of here and you made our team worse.
See, the thing that I think about is that Alex Cora is someone who tries to avoid controversy,
right,
at least on the field, as much as possible. I always go back to the 2021 ALCS when Eduardo Rodriguez was doing the thing that Correa was doing, and you go to Cora being like, hey, stop it. And then you had him playing the peacemaker earlier today between the Angels pitching coach and Stevenson, whatever. This might be a situation where he maybe makes an exception.
Maybe. I hated when Cora did that, by the way. I hate it when he was like, no, no, stop, stop making fun of Carlos Correa. Like, chill out, Alex. You know, he's doing that same thing. He started it. Like, what, you know, like, what's wrong with that? If the guy's out there showing you up and then you get him out and you want to show him back up, then show him back up. Why? What are you getting all bent out of shape about that for?
This is Cora doing the deep thinking, like, if you taunt him, it's going to inspire him. He's going to have that anger fuel and he's going to hit 8 home runs.
Okay, but, you know, like, get a grip. He'd been doing it the whole time. And you got him out and you got him back and you want to maybe do a little thing, do it. Who cares? He's like, no, stop. Stop it. Oh, no, no, no. So don't make fun of Carlos Correa. It's like, relax, man. You know, just relax. That was way over the top, I thought. I hated that. I forgot about that. It was like 4 years ago. I hated that. Oh, man. Get a grip.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's go to the phones. Allie is in the car. She has a thought on John Henry. Hi, Allie.
Hi. First, I just want to give a shout-out to who called in for the first month of the season and said how badly they wanted Tristan Casas off first base because what's happened with Tristan Casas injured and off first base. So you got what you wish for, guys. You're welcome. Or congratulations, whatever you should say.
Yeah, a little late with that, Allie, but that's okay. Allie, if we're on speakerphone, can you maybe take us off speakerphone because it's hard to hear you?
Sure.
Okay. That already sounds
better. I am a little
better.
Late with that.
Okay, that sounds better.
But
that's all right, Allie. I'm late with takes, too. I was just talking about something that happened 4 years ago, so don't worry about it. What else you got?
I'm pissed at this trade. I have been a Red Sox fan for 25 years, and for the first time in my life, I've stopped watching the Red Sox. I have no interest in watching this team anymore. John Henry has completely nailed the coffin shut. I will probably watch this weekend so I can watch Devers beat up on the Red Sox, and I hope he does. I hope he plays first, third, and DH against them. They did him so dirty, and I don't really need to get into the details of, like, who did what and who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Like, it's not just about Devers. It's been years of people saying, John Henry, sell the team. You are ruining it. Fenway Sports Group is the reason I became a Red Sox fan because of what they did for Fenway, what they did for the team. And now they're just running them straight into the ground so they can become what? More multi-billionaires? Like, cool, guys.
Allie, that's a great phone call. Great phone call. Call back anytime. That was excellent. And I agree with you. I will say that you're letting Devers off the hook, like, a lot, though. Like, that's the main thing I'd counter with. Yeah, you want to get after Breslow and John Henry, and listen, I'm right there with you, but there's blame to go around on the Devers side of this thing, too. And you can say they did him dirty. I don't know that that's true. Doing him dirty would have been saying, hey, we need you to take a pay cut. Hey, Raffy, you know, we're gonna bring in this other player, but in order to do that, we got to get under the luxury tax, and we're going to need you to, I don't know, not that you even can do that. It's baseball. You can't even do that. But, like, hypothetically, that would be like doing them dirty. having him go from third base to DH, and then when your first baseman gets hurt saying, hey, we need help here, it's an emergency, and him saying, no, bleep you. Like, that's more him doing the team dirty, I think, than vice versa. But the team has plenty to answer for here as well, including the terrible return. And listen, Allie's not alone. I've heard other people say similar things. I'm done with this team. I'm not watching this team anymore. Mookie Betts was bad enough. They're doing it again. I'm done. I'm out. I've had people, fans who have been fans longer than Allie, 65 years they've been following the team, and they're done. I've been hearing this for 4 days now. And first of all, I don't necessarily believe all of you. Sorry, Allie, but I mean, she was like, I am going to watch this weekend. It's like, I know you are. I am too. We all are. Everybody who's mad at the team is at least going to watch this weekend. And I got news for you. If they sweep San Francisco this weekend, you're going to watch on Monday too.
I will boycott this team.
Well, they are winning. And, you know, the pitching staff's really hot right now. So maybe I'll start my boycott next week.
Yeah. That's the argument you could make about the Sox playing better, is that they don't have what apparently Bradfeld was saying around the clubhouse, is that it feels looser and that it was just another day or whatever. I know we'll play the clip later on, but the clubhouse, not saying that, like, on paper they're going to play much better than Rafael Devers. No, they're not a better team without Rafael Devers. Is the spirit probably better? Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, great. Don't care. Like, I mean, I did spirits.
You don't win games based on spirit.
Sure. I mean, you know, like, spirit's great. I hope the vibes are immaculate, you know, as the kids like to say. But are they winning games or not? Because they started winning games and then they traded their best player right as that started happening. That's a big gamble. That's a major gamble. And I've already gone through the stages of grief from someone whose time slot is dictated by how many people are listening to Red Sox games. I mean, that's, you know, that's the way it is. Another month, we just got another monthly over there. We know, we're seeing how this works. And for people to be re-engaged with the team, for them to sweep the Yankees at Fenway, and have one series against them and Tampa prior to that, and then another series here with Seattle, which I know happened afterwards, but, like, you know, like, this is a stretch that we haven't had yet. This is a stretch that this team hasn't had yet. And to predict a future without Rafael Devers, to predict this team to continue winning games the way they have been, 2-0, 3-1, 4-3, you know.
There's a good vibe here.
Leaning on the starting pitching, I'm sure the vibes are great. But, you know, the vibes being great is not why you're winning. You're winning because your starting pitchers are going out there and shoving. That's why you're winning. You're winning because Giolito has suddenly turned the season around. You're winning because Bayo's going deep into games now, and you're winning because Garrett Crochet is the man. And Hunter Dobbins is also kind of the man, too, no matter what his dad says. Like, Hunter Dobbins is cool. I like Hunter Dobbins. I like how he, like, created this entire controversy and then came out and faced the music, and then he went out and beat the Yankees. Like, all of that was pretty cool. I thought that was a pretty cool showing from the kid.
Instead of the man, he's like the guy. Yeah. Then you graduate to the man.
He's like, he's the dude right now. He's that guy.
He's the dude.
And he's going tomorrow night. So that's why the team's winning. It's not because they traded Devers, and when they were winning prior to that, it's not because of Rafael Devers. He didn't power this team to this win streak they're on. No. The starting pitching has been doing it, and the bullpen to a lesser extent, and the offense is getting just enough to beat some of these teams.
That's the thing, is that they're winning these games without those big hitters. When Abreu comes in, lineup will be better. When Bregman comes back, lineup will be better. If you can stay afloat, like I think it was Jones and Keefe who were saying it earlier, is that if you just stay afloat, sort of in that range that you were last year, where you could sort of medium buy at the deadline, it's not that bad of a spot to be.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, but I hope that medium buying at the deadline, if they continue to win and, you know, cement themselves in the wild card, I hope a medium buy is not what they're talking about. I hope that that's not what they're shooting for. I hope that at the deadline they go and they really replace the Rafael and make this team what it should have been and go out at the deadline and get someone who's going to replace some of that production. Because you're getting good performances from some of these guys internally. You're getting good stuff from Toro, from Romy Gonzalez. Those guys are playing well. Rob Refsnyder, like, you're doing okay. But if you're still gliding like this and you get to the deadline, I want to see some commitment made there. And I think medium buying is not what I'm looking for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.